तो जब स्कूल से पेरेंट्स को कॉल आती है कि आपका बच्चा फेल हो गया है या आपके बच्चा होपलेस है, तब शायद उनको इतना दुख नहीं होता होगा जितना कि ये कहा जाए कि अब आपके बच्चे के बचने की उम्मीद नहीं बची है। सो फाइनली माई बॉडी कोलैप्स्ड बिकॉज ऑफ ऑटो इम्यून डिसऑर्डर। माई किडनीज हैड फेल्ड। आस्किंग डॉक्टर्स इन डेस्परेशन दैट विल आई सर्वाइव। और जब आप हिम्मत नहीं हारते हैं तो शायद ज़्यादा दरवाजे खुलते हैं और बेहतर दरवाजे खुलते हैं। And that was the time I knew my answer.
सीखिए स्पोकन इंग्लिश, पर्सनैलिटी डेवलपमेंट और बहुत कुछ इंडिया के टॉप एक्सपर्ट्स के साथ। आज ही जो स्किल्स ऐप पर अपने मन पसंद कोर्स को शुरू करिए। डाउनलोड दी ऐप टुडे।
सो वी हैव हर्ड एवरीबडी सेइंग दैट एंजॉय योर लाइफ, लिव इट टू द फुलेस्ट, सीज द मोमेंट। But how many of us do that? How many of us live in that moment? Or maybe we are thinking about tomorrow. We are thinking about future, worried about future in fact. Or maybe we are stuck in the past. Or maybe too stressed to enjoy our life. I want to tell you all that take a pause, deep breath, and think about it. Ye life bachi hi na ho, tab kya karenge? वो कहते हैं ना, मुर्दों को भी क्या खाक चिंता होती है। तो फिर ये चिंता अच्छी है ना? शुडंट वी एंजॉय दीज वरीज अबाउट आवर लाइफ, वरीज टू फुलफिल आवर ड्रीम्स, वरी अबाउट फ्यूचर? वी शुड ऑल इनफैक्ट एंजॉय इट। हाय एवरीवन, आई एम सारिका सिंह। सो व्हेन आई वाज अ चाइल्ड बैक दोज डेज, माय फैमिली वुड सिट इन फ्रंट ऑफ टीवी टू वॉच डेली न्यूज। आई थिंक इट वॉज एन इम्पॉर्टेंट डील बैक दोज डेज to watch that lady talk and be mesmerized the way she used to talk. And that was the time I thought, I want to be that lady who everybody would listen to. So after 12th standard, I moved to Delhi. I was driven by passion, I was hardworking, I was focused. But what I lacked was communication skill and presentation skill. So I had to put hard work. Actually, I had to make double the effort than anyone else. You know, when you belong to a small town, you have to actually do twice the work that everybody does. So after understanding this industry for 3 years, I got a job in news channel, that was Zee News, a renowned news channel. It was a world I had dreamt of. Breaking news scenario, sensation news, news programs, and then discussion meetings and like last minute changes and TRP. I was loving every bit of it. So, and I was enjoying it because, you know, I was in my early 20s and I thought I had made it. And it was a career I dreamt of, and I landed up getting a job in a 24 news channel. So fame in my early 20s, I was feeling like celebrity. People started recognizing me. What else could I have asked for? But I forgot to ask for one thing: health and well-being. So it all started with the swelling in my leg. Initially, I ignored it. I thought it's because of my lifestyle. I thought it's because of night shifts and maybe heels. So I kept ignoring it till severe symptoms started showing up. So my skin started getting darker. I lost appetite and I was struggling for every breath when I was walking stairs. That was the time when I thought of seeing a doctor. So I went to a doctor and I asked for a quick fix. I said, whatever it is, please fix it because I cannot afford to take chutti from work. I was so passionate about it. Seeing my desperation, doctor suggested some medicines and also some tests to see my body functionality. I came back and started working and continued to work as if nothing has happened. But symptoms started getting severe and severe. So finally, my body collapsed because of autoimmune disorder. My kidneys had failed and I was rushed to the hospital. Soon doctors lost all hope. I had pneumonia. My lungs were filled with water that was making it worse. I was undernourished, so medicines were also not working on my body. They asked my family to call my parents who were away in another state. And that was the start of a whole new journey I never had expected. I then found myself in hospitals, in and out, struggling for my life. asking doctors in desperation that, will I survive? And they said that she has only 3 days to live. So please come and see her for the last time. तो जब स्कूल से पेरेंट्स को कॉल आती है कि आपका बच्चा फेल हो गया है या आपके बच्चा होपलेस है, तब शायद उनको इतना दुख नहीं होता होगा जितना कि ये कहा जाए कि अब आपके बच्चे के बचने की उम्मीद नहीं बची है। शायद मेरे पेरेंट्स के लिए वो सबसे बुरा दिन था। लाइंग इन ICU बेड, आई हैड सो मैनी क्वेश्चंस। आई वॉज थिंकिंग, वाई वॉज आई बॉर्न? विल आई डाई? वॉट डिड आई अचीव आउट ऑफ माई लाइफ? Where will I go when I will die? Did I tell my loved ones that how much I love them, especially to my mom? Did I fulfill my mission? Did I make a difference to this world? I needed answer, but I think I didn't have much time that time. My only ray of hope was those 10 minutes when my mom used to come and visit. Woh 10 minute meri zindagi ke bahut important minutes hote the. So I was lying in bed, doctors would come, see me and be disappointed. I wanted to ask them questions that why can't you save me? Also, I remember one scene out of my hospital window. It was New Year and I could see all colorful decorated lights all outside. And then I could see also colorful crackers being burst. People used to wish each other Happy New Year. It was obviously a new year. I had a hope of a new life too. Somehow I survived and I could manage to come out of hospital. I came out of that hospital building in a wheelchair. But I must tell you this, every small thing actually gave me hope that day. It felt so good to be stuck in traffic also, to hear the honking of the cars, that feel of the wind touching your skin. I felt so alive. I had survived. But for how long I will survive and live, even doctors had no answer. But I was just grateful that I was alive. That was the time when Buddhism entered my life. Actually, I owe my life to doctors. A doctor only introduced me to this wonderful philosophy of transforming lives. And she said, I still remember, where medical science fails, faith starts. And that was the start of a new beginning, a new life, a second inning, a second chance. And I didn't want to waste it. This was a gifted life. So this was a new life, and I was a whole new person. I was no more that same girl who was driven by fame, fortune, glamour, and glory. This was a new life, so I wanted to live it with spirituality. I thought of quitting the industry. But then my mentor, a Buddhist philosopher and a peace activist, Dr. Daisuke Ikeda's words struck me. He says, embrace your dreams and advance as far as they can take you. So I also decided not to give up on my dreams of becoming a journalist again. This was my new life. This was my gifted life. So I had a responsibility to create value out of it. I had a responsibility to live it in the most meaningful way. So I decided to go back to work. So after a lot of struggle, I could make it. And after 3.5 years of gap, I was back to my news organization, Zee News, again. But it was not so easy. My juniors had become my seniors. I felt like an intern. But I was excited. I had no complaints. At least I was a part of them again. So now these juniors who were my seniors used to give me orders. I had to follow their instructions without complaint, although I used to give instructions earlier. But this was again a new excitement. I had to learn everything afresh. It was like taking baby steps again and learning everything again and again. But somewhere, I wanted to again be in front of camera. And I thought, why should I compromise? Because I was sick at one point of time. So after 5 years of gap, that was almost impossible, I came in front of camera again. And I made a comeback at Sarika Singh. So I decided to move ahead in my career and do something valuable, not just for myself, but for the world too, for others too. All those years, I was living just a self-centered life. But my disease and my spiritual enlightenment pushed me towards making a difference to this world in whatever capacity. I remember going to another channel for an interview. This interview seemed like a formality. I thought they had decided to take me, hire me. Just some paperwork needed to be done. I was waiting for the call, but it never came. So I called them and got to know that they declared me unfit, knowing my health condition. This was disheartening. I became hopeless and started thinking that was it my fault to fall sick at such a young age? So after initial setback, I again rose. I didn't lose hope. I didn't give up. So again started working hard. And wo log kehte hain na, jab ek darwaza band hota hai, to kai aur darwaze khulte hain. Aur jab aap himmat nahi haarte hain, to shayad zyada darwaze khulte hain aur behtar darwaze khulte hain. So another opening came for me. A renowned news organization, a foreign news organization, was opening its door for India. They were launching their Hindi bulletin in India. So I applied for that. I was not sure if they will hire me knowing my health condition. But surprisingly, I cleared all the rounds of interview and tests and I was almost hired. So I went for final interview, and but I was ready to be rejected, knowing this maybe they will also not accept my health condition. But to my surprise, they had only one question after the interview: what value will I bring to the organization? And that was the time I knew my answer, that I belong to this place. So now I am a part of BBC News. I am a part of the most diverse representation, which adds values to people's life. And believe me, I just don't stand in the studio and read news. I go to the field too. So let me reintroduce myself. I am Sarika Singh, a presenter and a journalist and a host of the show BBC Dunya. So you can watch BBC Dunya with Sarika Singh. Wo kehte hain na, jo hota hai shayad acche ke liye hi hota hai. Ab main ye sochti hu ki agar main bimar nahi padti to shayad is life ki itni value nahi karti. Shayad complain ke sath jeeti, gratitude ke sath nahi. My take on from this life wo ye hai ki never give up. Never give up even if you are facing the biggest of the obstacles. And also, it's not about taking big jumps. It's about taking small baby steps also. But keep moving forward. Don't stop. So at the end of the talk, I just want to say one thing. If you want something that you never had, you do something that you have never done.
ट्वेंटी फर्स्ट सेंचुरी में हम एक ऐसे मुकाम पर पहुंच गए हैं जहां हमारी डिग्री और कॉलेज से ज्यादा मैटर करती है हमारी स्किल्स, कम्युनिकेशन स्किल्स, सॉफ्ट स्किल्स, इंटरनेट स्किल्स, जो हमें करियर में आगे बढ़ने में हेल्प करती है. अनफॉर्चुनेटली ये स्किल्स हमें स्कूल में या फिर कॉलेज में नहीं सिखाए जाते. जाहिर सी बात है कि हमें ये स्किल्स कहीं से तो सीखनी होंगी. ये स्किल्स सीखना कोई बड़ी बात नहीं है. चाहिए हमें सिर्फ सही गाइडेंस, डायरेक्शन और फीडबैक इन्हें इम्प्रूव करने का. ये स्किल सीखने के लिए और जिंदगी में आगे बढ़ने के लिए मैं आपको देश के सबसे अच्छे सुझाव के बारे में बताना चाहता हूँ, जिसका नाम आपने सुना ही होगा, जोश स्किल्स ऐप. ये ऐप आपको कैसे हेल्प करेगा? जोश स्किल्स का हर एक कोर्स डिजाइन है आपको जिंदगी में आगे बढ़ाने के लिए. चलिए स्पोकन इंग्लिश की ही बात कर लेते हैं. रोजाना इस कोर्स में आपको मिलेंगे वीडियो लेसन्स, क्विजेस, प्रैक्टिसेस एंड फेस टू फेस दूसरे स्टूडेंट्स के साथ बात करने का मौका. आप क्या सही बोलते हैं और क्या गलत, हर एक चीज पर आपको फीडबैक भी दिया जाएगा. और तो और, लर्निंग को मजेदार बनाने के लिए आपको पॉइंट्स भी मिलेंगे और टॉप स्कोरर्स को हमारे तरफ से अवार्ड्स मिलेंगे. इससे बेहतर लर्निंग क्या हो सकती है? सिर्फ यही नहीं, हमने इस ऐप को बदल कर एक ब्रांड न्यू लुक और फील दिया है ताकि आपकी लर्निंग और भी इफेक्टिव हो और आप अपनी जिंदगी में आगे बढ़ पाए. आज ही डाउनलोड करिए जोश स्किल्स ऐप और अपनी जिंदगी में आगे बढ़िए.